very much for being here. We call this room a fishbowl. Mm. Even climbing it is quite a mission. So thank you for being here. And I'm Jane Bennett, and I work at the African Gender Institute. Let me say how honored I am and how honored the African Gender Institute is to host Sylvia Tamale at the University of Cape Town. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. I also want to say that, in fact, we are not the only host. We're a co-host of her being in Cape Town, the Women and Gender Studies Department of the University of the Western Cape. Is working with us on this hosting, and is also working with us on the hosting of Patricia McFadden, not next week, but the week after. So we'll send you information about that, but I'll tell you about it, not only to recognize that relationship and to welcome Desiree Lewis and others from the University of Cape to the room, but also to say that this kind of collegiality is extremely important to the conversations that we want to have, and is in fact something that I think Sylvia might herself speak about when she speaks about, you know, a giant collegiality, which is a conversation happening in the reader. Professor Sylvia Tamale was Dean of Law and Jurisprudence in the University of Imperial in Kampala. She has a background in legal training. She has a legal master's from Harvard, and she has a doctorate that's got a legal focus and a sociological focus from the University of Minnesota, and that barely begins to describe her intellectual trajectory. She's the author of a number of articles that range from an interest in gender justice in relation to government. Her first book was called When Hens Begin to Crow, and was about what happened in Uganda when women started becoming parliamentarians and the implications of that for the institutional and performative possibilities in the space. More recently, she's been working around making it possible for many, many researchers and writers to think seriously about what it means to put together the terms Africa and sexualities. As you know, both terms can conjure up either the monolith of the one meaning, the oppressed African, or can look so complicated that one hardly knows where to begin. This is something she spoke of a little bit at the launch of the book, at the book lounge yesterday, and some of you were there. Thank you very much for coming. And she's probably not going to say much about the process of putting the book together. Although, of course, some of you who weren't there might want to know. So we'll leave it open to the conversation. She suggested that she will present some of her work in the reader. But she also flirted the word conversation. Have a conversation. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to turn it into that, even though we're sitting in this square kind of embodied strange way. Thank you very much for coming to visit us. Thank you for the connection. And it's over to you.
Thank you, Jane. Hello, everyone. So maybe let me focus a little bit on methods, my chapter on researching sexuality, and theorizing sexuality, assuming that most of you, many of you here, are interested in researching this topic. And of course, as we all know, sexuality is integrated in everything about life. I can't think of anything. Now, if you're an economist, you know how academia boxes us into discipline. It doesn't matter which discipline, with what interest you have in a research topic, sexuality will always be related. So, sexuality is part and parcel of living. Therefore, if you're interested in sexuality, and I'm assuming everyone who's here is here because they're interested, you can always find a way of making I think sexuality is I find, even when you're talking about the negative aspects of sexuality, I think it's a very interesting topic to research. Very complex and not easy to elicit information about, but it is an extremely interesting topic because when you're researching, you're creating knowledge. And this is one topic that, as you all know, there's relatively little that we know about that has been published. Even the little that is out there is, much of it is quite problematic in terms of the assumptions that informed the theories and the methods and, you know, the epistemologies that formed the particular study. So I think it is really an area that is open and that is waiting, just waiting for researchers like you to delve into, especially as it relates to our continent. You know, as I told the group yesterday, one of the reasons why I felt compelled to put this reading together was because I'm sure, like many of you, you were frustrated, you were sick, tired, hearing other people talking, especially from the West, talking about our sexuality in Africa. And, you know, it's as if we don't have intellect, we don't have the ability to do research on ourselves. I'm yet to hear of a researcher coming to Africa and going to America and researching their sexuality. Maybe we should do more of that. But before we do that, let's talk about our own sexuality and be authoritative about our own sexualities and go into the nuanced. You know, I don't want to go back to rehash the debate about outsider and insider researchers, but I'm sure that as insiders, there are some nuances that you can analyze much better than an outsider. There's no doubt about it. So let us do. Another reason was that I put this together was to inspire more research. There's been some, but there's a lot yet to be done in terms of research. So let me read the conclusion of my chapter entitled "Researching and Theorizing Sexuality," and then I'm hoping, after that, we have that conversation with you and to answer more questions that you may have. Because all of you came here with expectations of this particular seminar, and I'm hoping to come up with the questions in our conversation. It's a short conclusion on page 39. And I said that researchers in the field of sexuality must remember that the concepts of sexuality and gender, as normatively used, both denote power and dominance. It is therefore useful to speak of gender sexualities and or sexualized genders. Such an approach allows for in-depth analysis of the intersections of the ideological and historical systems that underpin such concept, each concept, which is an important factor in knowledge production. The historical trajectory of research on African sexualities began from a place where colonial and imperial interests, biases, and agendas defined their parameters in damaging ways. Conceptualized within a tripartite framework of morals, reproduction, and dysfunction, the sexualities of Africans were largely constructed as immoral, lascivious, and primitive. Although that legacy has endured over generations, it has been subjected to serious challenge in recent years. The biomedical and Western researcher is gradually being replaced with a multidisciplinary, home-based researcher who embraces holistic and grounded approaches. As it has emerged that sexuality examined exclusively through the lens of natural science leads to problematic theoretical and methodological concerns, scholarship has turned an important conceptual corner. Today, a comprehensive understanding of African sexualities means that the researcher must observe through several lenses. Let's take in history, politics, economics, art, law, philosophy, literature, and sociology. The study of sexualities cannot be abstracted from power and particular interests. It is a dialectical, circuitous process that allows for back and forth movement and empathetic understanding, and recognizes the fusion between sexuality and various structures of power. Though researchers will find that African sexualities differ in many ways from those outside the continent, a fresh and open approach might reveal that there are more intracontinental differences in practices and norms of sexuality than there are variations across continents. After all, we cannot underestimate the global effects of neocolonialism, organized religion, and globalization on contemporary sexualities around the world. Not only do othering systems lead to oversimplified theories, but also they lead to discrimination and xenophobic attitudes. There is considerable virgin ground for researching and theorizing African sexuality. There is a great deal still that scholarship has to address. The prospects and possibilities for researching sexualities on the continent have greatly expanded thanks to the internet. One of the biggest challenges for African researchers is how to apply and draw from theories that emerge from studies conducted elsewhere in a way that simultaneously gives serious consideration to the specificities of African contexts within which various sexualities operate. In other words, theoretical globe-trotting for the African researcher must inevitably be enriched and rejuvenated by the historical and cultural realities of the studied community. Researching and theorizing sexualities beyond the tired polemics of violence, disease, and reproduction, and exploring their layered complexities beyond heterosexual normativity and moral boundaries will lead to fresh conceptual insights and paradigm shifts. It will illuminate the limitless and diffuse capacities that the human body, as well as the mind, heart and soul, have for eroticism and pleasure. Furthermore, repositioning both the geographical and conceptual locations of what is Africa will avoid the slippery terrain of the essence of who and what is Africa. Collecting further quantitative, rich, textual, ethnographic, empirical data that is not only interdisciplinary but also transdisciplinary is a must. This is the way to embark on a more complex theoretical journey through the constructs and issues that deepen our understanding of African sexuality. Now, there's been some people asking me, how have people reacted to this reader? There's been a lot of interest. I've had so many requests for interviews, for launches and so on. But just to give you an idea, I received several emails from strangers, people I don't know about. They probably find my email address. But there's one interesting one that I received from one Anna Wickenden. She's a PhD student at the University of Sussex in the UK. And the subject line read, simply very grateful. But reading her short email, I wasn't sure if she was being sarcastic or she was being serious. She says, I have just stopped reading African sexualities for a moment to write to you. Has ripped apart and shaken the foundation of my dissertation on HIV, disability, and sexuality that is due in 2 weeks. And she ended by saying, thank you for prizing open my reluctant eyes. So I'm not sure if it was positive or... And then there's another one who says, this is another email, she says, It is an amazing read. Even if you just picked it up for the fiction and life stories, you would have a treat. Then add to that the analysis and theory by Africans about Africa. so I don't have to read with my teeth gripped defensively, ready to pounce on any essentialist bullshit. All our battles and thinking about sexuality, which is really about everything in life. Oof, I'm loving the journey. If you can, I would get copies for self, for our institutions, for our partners. Let's even buy them for our damn donors. Somebody should be reading it. Those of us who have them, for our grantees, really worth it. Folks are going to have to expect this from me as birthday Christmas gifts for the next year. But really, I think, you know, credit goes to not just the editor, but to the authors, the contributors to this reader. And, you know, of course it's not perfect. Of course it doesn't cover everything. Of course the different pieces will be found useful. The usefulness of the different pieces will differ from reader to reader. But I think overall, you know, it's opened the door for us to really very seriously begin thinking about doing this and then theorizing our own sexualities as African people. So I'll stop there and engage in a conversation. So questions, comments, conversation, but I don't have to be the only one answering these questions. Let's have a conversation between ourselves regarding this very important topic of sexuality. And those who are not at the lodge, feel free to ask questions.
So we are facilitate, but I can also see that if it's going to become a conversation, which would be fantastic, it would be really useful if you were willing to share a little bit about your own interest in sexuality research, if you have that, and where you're coming in relation to some of the ideas that Sylvia might have talked about in terms of researching sexuality, women's politics, and to share with the rest of us who you are and what you're doing, because that will just enrich things. Of course, you don't have to do that until agencies.